Bob Baines.
Representative Kamega, members of the committee, I'm Bob Baines. I chair DMR's Lobster Advisory Council. I am going to attempt to complete the MLA's testimony. The MLA, the largest fishing organization in this state, probably should have all their testimony read. So I'm going to try and work through it. LD 1097 will undermine our Maine lobster brand. Maine lobster competes in the global marketplace, and its strong position is due to our reputation as a sustainable trap fishery. Our conservation message is strongly tied to the image of Maine lobstermen going out each day, hauling traps, and removing lobsters one at a time from those traps. The Maine lobster industry has just received the prestigious sustainable certification by the Marine Stewardship Council. In an era when consumers want sustainable food, want to know how it is harvested and where it comes from, it is difficult to comprehend why any fishery would entertain a change in harvest methods that are known to be less sustainable than the current standard. In order to maintain a strong position in this competitive market, we cannot relax our conservation standards. As the legislature contemplates a proposal to invest $3 million in marketing and branding Maine lobster, we must ensure that all lobster landed in Maine come only from the trap fishery. Allowing dragger-caught lobster to be landed and sold in Maine could damage our reputation for landing high-quality, sustainably harvested lobster. The MLA will be working with our lobstermen this summer to improve our quality and handling practices. What incentive would Maine lobstermen have to treat each lobster with care aboard their vessel if the state were to allow lobsters tossed around in a groundfish trawl gear and dumped on deck to be sold into the supply chain? Adding this poor quality lobster to the supply chain could further weaken lobster price. MLA shares the state's vision to have a viable ground fishing community. A diverse fishing industry is good for our coastal communities and good for Maine. However, groundfish stocks are in poor condition, and their abundance is at historic lows in the Gulf of Maine. As the 2004 Groundfish Task Force report revealed, it is simply more expensive for a groundfishing business to operate in Maine. And under this proposal for LD 1097, there will still be incentives for these groundfish vessels to land their lobsters in Massachusetts, where the most valuable oversized lobster can still be landed. LD 1097 will not solve the management crisis facing the groundfish industry, and it will not bring groundfish back to the Gulf of Maine, nor will it solve the economic crisis facing the groundfish industry or bring the groundfish fleet back to Maine. LD 1097 is a band-aid approach to much bigger problems. It will not solve the problems facing Maine's groundfish industry. LD 1097 will undermine one of the cornerstones of Maine's lobster industry conservation program and runs counter to everything that our industry is working towards. Short-term economic gains for one sector of Maine's fishing industry do not justify sacrificing the long-term sustainability of another. Plain and simple, LD 1097 just won't work. And I did omit one paragraph to try and stay under your...
I appreciate your briefness. Thank you very much. Any questions from the committee?
Thank you.